Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another installment of NFL Draft Bible's Player Spotlight. Today, I have the privilege of speaking with David Bruton, the former free safety from your Golden Domers of Notre Dame in South Bend. And we'd really like to get into a lot of information about his combine performance. He turned a lot of heads, it seems, from his athletic and speed that he showed down in Indianapolis, as well as how he saw the rest of his career wrap up under Charlie Weiss, being the one of the first recruits that Charlie Weiss has brought into the University of Notre Dame. From a statistical perspective, David's performance was really strong his junior and senior year. Senior year topped off 91 tackles and four interceptions, if I have that right, two forced fumbles. So seems to have a nose for the ball and some speed to play center field. So with that, I'd like to open it up for David. Are you on the call?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Excellent. So I think in our little pregame talk right here, you were calling from your hometown, Miamisburg, Ohio. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
So you wrapped up your pro day just recently over in South Bend, and are you just sitting tight now until the draft in end of April?
Yeah, I'm sitting tight. I got a couple team visits ahead of me soon. And meet with a couple financial advisors and, you know, basically just waiting, hanging out with the family until draft day.
Oh, good. And any specific, any teams you can mention who are you're interviewing with, or is that all mum's the word?
Well, I fly out to Denver and to New York this weekend, actually.
The G-Men or the Jets?
The Jets.
Jets. Okay, very nice. So let's get into your combine and then your pro day. So I think you kind of came out of the woodwork and turned a lot of heads from what we saw. I have your 40 time ranging here from very low 4.4s to upper 4.4s. So what was your official combine time?
4.46.
4.46. Okay, that's I did have that there. So great. So nice 4.46, and then you did really nice on your vertical and your broad jump. If you want to tell us, I think I had you for 11 feet on the broad, and then 41 for your vert. Is that right?
Yeah, 41 and a half for the vert. The broad, I actually hit 11.5, and you know I was holding the position, and he didn't get the ruler down fast enough, so I had to settle for 11.
Now, are they giving you a running start for 11.5?
Man, I got riled because me and Darius Butler were competing a lot during the jumping, especially just talking back and forth to each other.
Uh-huh. Did you hear about or did you see on a recap of the combine of Beanie Wells, and it took him, what, five or six jumps to finally stick the one?
Oh, yeah, I seen that one. I was like, please don't let me have to jump that many times. Let me just stick it.
That's good. How many did it take you to finally hit your 11?
I hit 11 on the first jump.
Oh, okay. Very
yeah.
good. And then you could have had 11.5. Nice. Well, that's really
yeah,
good. And then your vertical 41 was tops for the secondary group. Is that right?
I think it was third, tied for third.
Tied for third?
Yeah. Two corners actually beat me. Darius Butler and Washington from Ohio State.
Oh, okay, yeah, and so you guys might be a little bit similar because he did a really nice showing in his jumping, and then as well he was a blazer in the 40 as well, if I recall. So so you were probably looking a lot similar. Washington was looking a lot similar as you down at the combine for those drills at least. So give me a little taste of what type of athlete you are. I see that you have track experience under your belt, and from the things I hear about you, you're very rangy. You're very good at a downhill running. So, how would you consider yourself? What type of athlete would you be?
You know, I consider myself a security blanket for you know, corners to be able to get over top and, you know, deflect the ball, pick the ball off, or, you know, just make a tackle so the corners have the chance to, you know, sit on route, especially if it's like third and medium or something like that. I just, like you said, basically I'm a rangy player, a smart player, who studies film. So you kind of hit the nail right on the head.
Yeah, so the teams that have been speaking to you when you're down at the combine and then when you're doing your individual interviews, how do they see you fit? So obviously it looks like from your measurables, your performance, and your experience that you're fit for free safety, but in particular as more of a center fielder. Is that right?
Yes.
And are those the types of teams that have been reaching out to you, or those that employ more of a center fielder, free safety?
Some have, and, you know, some teams approach me because they focus on cover two as well. And, you know, cover two, you have to protect against, like, the rail route or the deep fade or the nine route against the squatting corner. So,
right.
I've come across, you know, cover two teams that run a lot of fire zones. And, you know, I came from a school who ran a lot of fire zone three, so I was playing deep middle often.
Right. Well, that's the philosophy you had. Everything was blitz, 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 and leave you guys out there to cover a lot of space. And with you in the middle, that freed your athleticism up to make plays and hopefully keep the ball in front of you, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so you had four interceptions your senior year, is that right? And then three your junior year?
Yes, sir.
So seven total, is that right?
Yes.
And that's actually not bad for a safety. That's very formidable numbers. But the one thing that I thought was very interesting is that you led the secondary in tackles with 91. And I was reading an analysis of you, and one of the negatives they said was your tackling ability. So tell me what that means to you, or and, you know, break down what you consider your tackling style to be, and how you can reconcile people say he's a bad tackler, but you were tops and third on your team, I think, in tackles last year.
My tackling philosophy is, you know, since I'm playing the middle third, I'm the last line of defense. Get them down by any means. It's not going to be the most ferocious hit because it's 52 yards of open field either way, and so I just have to get the ball carrier down by any means necessary. You know, I can understand, like, some things about my tackling. Like, I don't use my hips well, so I've been doing a lot of things to help with that and doing some exercises to kind of make it second nature to explode through and run through and stuff like that. But I've basically been, you know, coached about just to get them down by any means, since I'm the last guy at defense being in a cover three, cover eight type of system.
Sure. So to improve your hip movement, does that mean you're taking ballroom dancing, or what? Tell us what you're doing to those hips a little bit more fluid. Are you on Dancing with the Stars lineup for next year?
Oh, no, none of that. Maybe after the career is over. But
you could do better than Lawrence Taylor is doing.
maybe. I've been doing a lot of Olympic lifts. Like, we did a lot throughout Notre Dame. I'm still doing them now. That's been the focus of my training. It's been a lot of Olympic lifts, a lot of core and hip workouts, and, you know, working on hip flexibility, supersetting it with, like, some hip flexor stretching, you know, some ball exercises, you know, rolling through the hip flexor, you know, just a lot of things to keep my hips fluid and, you know, kind of loosen them up and, you know, make it second nature that I rise. When I tackle, I'm up on the rise instead of just dragging them down.
Right, and I see a lot of the this is my interpretation, but a lot of the hip fluidity is much more important, I would say, in press man coverage, and I don't think in the types of systems you're comfortable with and slotting into that that's necessarily where you'll be. Nonetheless, it's important for everyone to have good fluid hips, but I would say that's more of a man-on-man and press coverage type of physical attribute to have. Is that right?
Especially in jam, press jam, but, you know, while I was out in California training, playing man-to-man against the receivers who were also out there, I played some off, but I played a lot of press, you know, just because it was isolating my hips, you know, off the line, reading the hips, training my eyes, doing a lot of things, so I got used to opening up, and I've actually become a lot, real comfortable with playing up close and in press. And, you know, we did that somewhat at Notre Dame. Me and a corner specifically would switch responsibilities.
Oh, really? To help to give you a little bit more experience with different type of coverage techniques?
Yes.
And where were you training at? Were you in Orange County?
Yeah, I was out in Orange County with Velocity.
Uh-huh.
Out there in Velocity with Athlete First.
So who were the receivers you were squaring up against, and who do you think impressed you the most for the receivers that were out training with you at Velocity?
Patrick Turner, I'd say, impressed me the most. You know, a guy that big and can run his route so fluidly and, you know, catch the ball real well, one-handed, two-handed, behind the back, whatever. He catches the ball real well. He impressed me a lot because, you know, we played against him. I never really got the chance to actually play him man-to-man. So
right.
He was always the X or Z receiver, and I was always playing safety. So,
sure.
But when I actually got a chance to play against him, you know, match up with him, press, off, you know, I seen how he's being recognized and how good of a player he actually is.
Oh, good. So moving back to you, of course, so tell me how things evolved for you now that you've come out with a really good showing from the combine and your pro day. Have you heard any talks from teams saying, you know, we originally had you mid to late rounds, we're now thinking more mid rounds or earlier? Have you gotten any sense of where teams are thinking of where you might be? Now, I've seen from our side a lot of people will say, well, he's fit in the third, fourth round, fifth, sixth round. But what have you heard, or what do you think your likelihood of getting drafted, your position will be?
I haven't really heard anything from teams per se, like where they have me. But, you know, I feel maybe a third round is what I, like, heard from, like, my agent or something. Just being drafted in general would be a blessing in itself, but I've heard, you know, third round, and like you mentioned, I heard mid to late rounds as well.
Sure. Well, we'll keep an eye on that for you. How is it working with – so you were in Charlie Weiss's first recruiting class, is that right?
Yes, I was the Willingham Weiss class, yeah.
Oh, okay, nice. So how was the transition? So you started your recruitment with Coach Ty Willingham and finished up with Coach Weiss, but give us your perspective on 4 years with Weiss and the program at Notre Dame, and just your perspective on where it was, where it is, and where it's going.
You know, I've learned a lot throughout my 4 years there with Coach Weiss and the coaching staff he surrounded us with. You know, he brought that pro mentality, so we've constantly been exposed to prolific type of offenses, you know, spreading you out, running the ball, spreading you out, throwing the ball, having the match routes and everything like that. Just getting from my 4 years, I've progressively got better in understanding route combinations, you know, what to expect on certain downs and distances, become more game smart, more ready, you know, how to study film, just the time, effort, and energy he put in teaching us young players at the time how to grow and how to mature and how to study the game has elevated my game to where I am today.
Now, I read about you coming out of high school that you were pretty smart, but you're talking about route combinations, XZs, cover eights, cover threes. You're gonna lose my audience on me. you know, that's good, but you know that the mental part of the game is, you know, people will say it's 90% mental, 60% physical, or whatever Yogi Berra used to say about baseball. But same thing that, you know, if you're mentally prepared to line up against what you see, then you're already a step ahead of the offense. So it's good to see that you had that preparation coming out of Notre Dame under Coach Weiss. So in the last minute here, give us a little taste of what David likes to do outside of football, favorite pastimes, things to do, movies, video games, other sports. What piques your interest outside of football?
you know, I have a son, so when I'm not doing football, I'm generally around him, playing with him, fighting, you know, doing things with him, playing the whole father role.
Yep.
And, you know, movies. Those would probably be the two things that I do.
Teaching your son how to move his hips? Give him
I'm hoping he goes baseball. He's a lefty, so I'm hoping he'd be a left-handed pitcher.
Oh, nice. That's high demand, so that would be great. All right. Well, David, I think we're just about out of time here. So thanks a lot for your 15 minutes. Best of luck once the draft comes in end of April, and we'll be looking forward to see what team decides to draft you. So thanks again for your time, and let's try and keep in touch. So thanks again for joining us.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
Sure, no problem. That was David Bruton, the standout free safety from University of Notre Dame, now making his way towards the NFL draft. That gave us a really nice showing at the Combine, his pro day, and hopefully turned enough heads to get himself a nice draft slot. So this is Player Spotlight, NFL Draft Bible. I'm your host, John Sears. Thanks again for listening, and everyone take care.